What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast and happy Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Ooh. It is Friday and I am so excited to be joined by podcaster, influencer, beauty, TNN sister, Lauren Elizabeth. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, girly girl. How you doing today?
How you doing?
I'm good. Our mutual producer texted me 1,700 times reminding me what time zone I'm on. So I am here.
That's no slight against you. It's only because we've had so many guest co-hosts and the remote ones, like, we always fuck up the time zones. You just assume when you get an email, like, it's going to be in your time zone.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand that, but at the same time, like, I actually never know time zones, and she knows that as well. So it's, like, a mutual understanding. But I'm just, like, happy to be here. I obviously saw you literally 7 days ago, so it's just kind of, like, weird that we're now recording together.
It's a lot, for sure. Are you getting sick of me?
No, I'm not. I honestly just, like, it's weird recording on the podcast with you and not just watching you wash your hair in the bathtub.
I know. Yeah. That's what we do on FaceTime.
Yeah.
It's been a minute since you've been on the toast. I don't think you've been on since LA week before the pandemic.
Well, I think there was one. I was thinking about it, but I was still living in West Hollywood. So it was before I bought my house. It was before I moved to Chicago. And I think it was when it was my first merch drop with you guys, like, for the podcast.
Maybe.
And it was you, me, and Jackie. And I remember just being, like, so nervous. I feel like I have imposter syndrome with the toast for some reason. Because
why?
I'm just like, I don't know. It's because it's, like, this cult following. And they're so passionate. And, like, I know that there's crossover. But for some reason, I realized this morning while I was getting ready, I was like, I have imposter syndrome. I was like, why don't I just, like, be myself? Like,
be yourself. You're the best.
We're gonna try to make this the best toast that I've ever been on.
It's gonna be the best toast. I want to catch up with you before we dive in, because, like I said, it's been a minute since you have been on the toast. You moved back to Chicago.
I sure did.
You're a Chicago gal, a Midwestern girly. How is that going for you?
I mean, I love it. If there's any Midwest girlies out there, it is just, like, you get it. Like, I was on therapy on Tuesday, like, after I saw you in Chicago and everything, and I was just like, I am having so much fun.
Oh, good.
This is just the best city. I'm so happy. And I was like, I just don't want to have to go back to boring LA. And she's like, stop saying LA is boring. It's not boring. And I'm sorry, but, like, it is. And I asked my brother, I said, where would you rather go out, LA or Chicago? He was like, obviously Chicago. It's just Chicago is the best. I mean, you met the Chicago toasters. Like, they turn up.
No, and every time I go to Chicago, I really, like, could imagine myself living there. It's such a great city. And it's so much better than New York in so many ways. And I really enjoy it. So, like, I totally get why you're having this, like, renaissance with Chicago.
Well, it's because we had this little thing called the Chicago Fire. And it's, like, the city burnt down. And so when we rebuilt it with alleyways. And that's where we put our trash. So what you need to do is you need to burn New York down to the ground and rebuild it with alleyways.
Yeah, and you guys also have those underground, like, highways, right? Streets?
I mean, kind of. Like, we have, like, some that go down.
We don't have any of that, but I just feel like that really helps with traffic.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, like, you know that I love you and I love the sisters, but I do like Chicago better than New York. I'm sorry.
You know what, I'm not gonna argue with you there. I think Chicago's really, really great, and I'm so happy that you're having this, like, late in life. Well, not late in life, but
I mean is pretty late in life. Like,
well, how long were you in LA for?
A decade.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. And, like, I said on my YouTube channel, I'm being very open and honest about the fact that I have no idea what I'm doing with my life, because right. I feel like a lot of times I pretend and I'm just kind of over pretending. And so, you know this as well, I kind of like have to go back to LA like mm-hmm. after the summer, and I'm still just like, I don't know how to feel about it. I think at first I was really excited because of the weather, and now I'm just like, I don't think I can do it. So, poll. Everyone, decide my life.
I was gonna ask you like what your plan is, but I know that it's like a triggering topic for you because you most likely will end up back in LA.
My plan is that I have no plan. I'm going to go back to LA, but if I'm miserable, like I think that what people don't realize is like you're allowed to change your mind mm-hmm. and you're allowed to not know. Like yeah. that's like straight up. It's I feel like in then when you announce something on the internet, everyone like expects that it's like etched in stone.
Of
and
course.
So now I'm just like, listen, I don't know. I'm mm-hmm. gonna change my mind. I don't care. One second I hate LA, the next second I love it. Like right now I hate it yeah. and I don't want to go back, so that might change in a few months. We don't know.
I agree with you. Normalize changing your mind. Like it happens literally. To all of us. We're all human beings.
Like if we're gonna unburden ourselves on the internet 24/7, you think we're not gonna change our minds?
100%. But I do agree with you. Like that's something that I don't think a lot of people speak about. When you share your life online, there is this understanding that like when you make a decision and you announce it, like it that's it. Like it's yeah. you're good.
And we're not even giving like the whole backstory of the decision, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so it's like I'm like, yeah, I shared the decision with you, but I also like didn't tell you like X, Y, and Z. So now I've changed my mind and I have to kind of fill you in. You have to be understanding. It's just a lot. But I'm just in this, like, I think the key to happiness is just like not caring. And that's kind mm-hmm. of what I'm doing. Like instead of getting stressed out, I'm like, eh, I don't care. Like maybe yeah. I'll be miserable in a few months. We'll figure it out.
I mean, I've known you for a long time and I definitely think you're in like a very unique season of your life now.
It's weird.
Yeah, where like you're just kind of carefree.
Similar to Margot Oshry.
Yeah.
But a little bit more like Hot Mess Express version.
For sure.
She's like she just got promoted. Like she's like in her season of like peaking. Mm-hmm. And I'm just peaking in a different way of like, I don't care. I'm kind of a mess. And I'll get my life together eventually. Whereas like Margot's very much like, I mean, someone's about to snatch her up. Snatch up the snitch.
But there's no right way to do it, you know?
I guess you're right.
Well, I love you and I'm so happy you're here and I can't wait to dive into the Fast Five with
I'm
you,
happy
girly
to be
girl.
Here.
And I just watched your most recent vlog.
I know, I'm so excited. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah, because you were like in it for a second.
Well,
did
I was
you enjoy?
Like waiting for the footage of me and there was none.
Yeah. Okay, so I forget to film horizontal a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I only had vertical. I lost my voice from your show.
Yeah.
I only have vertical footage of you, but you're all over my TikTok.
Yes,
like,
I saw. Oh, by the way,
absolute feral rat.
Can we talk about your TikTok? Because it is so crazy how like every single one of your videos goes viral.
Okay. Remember when it started though? Remember you FaceTimed me like 2 months ago and you're like, bitch, you're going viral on TikTok. And I was like, yeah, I know, what's going on? And now every time I post, like my TikTok does really well. And I don't know the secret sauce.
It's
but
so crazy.
I think what I've learned is two things. One, I used to be so hard on myself about like having my brand make sense on each platform. Mm-hmm. And similarly to I don't care, I'm like, TikTok is one thing. My podcast is another thing.
Yeah.
My Instagram is another thing. Because, like, what human being doesn't have multiple sides to their personality?
No, you know? It's so true. I
so,
do
like,
think
if you go to TikTok, I'm going to be a feral club rat.
Yeah. No, I do think for a while, like, you were very militaristic about, like, what content yeah. goes on what platform.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of let yourself just go, like, your TikTok is so good. And I was looking at it the other day because you posted a really cute TikTok that, like, really went viral of us in Chicago.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, every single one of this bitch's videos has, like, hundreds and thousands of views.
I mean, if only those numbers would transfer over, you know what I mean?
Girl, I'm on the struggle bus with you as well when it comes to TikTok, but I just wanted to say I'm very proud and jealous of you.
Thank you. All you have to do is use the viral songs. That's literally all you have to do.
It's really not that simple, though.
It is. I swear to God, that's all I do.
No, like somebody who works at TikTok put you in like a special basket of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
for
then they
sure.
Then they put me in a basket of degenerate rats who cannot get any engagement whatsoever.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
bro.
I'm telling you, it's true.
No, your TikTok does well. I watch it. Sometimes I go to yours to see like what you're lip syncing over to
Oh, that's so nice.
See if there's something that I should do. Oh, I swear to God, I have like three in my drafts just from like you. The mental hospital one where it was like, I would check
right.
myself in my
mental hospital
today.
But I have things to do.
But see, I also do the clickbait. So like what I did, the caption was when I have to talk about my breakup online
yeah.
instead of going to therapy. And right. then everyone was like, oh my God.
Well, let's talk about that. You're a single girly now.
I know, isn't it amazing?
You could, how are you doing, like single-wise?
You think you can get your heart broken once. Let me tell you, it can happen twice. And in a 12-month period. Yeah, so this one's a lot different because it was a little bit more amicable. It wasn't as long of a relationship. It was a little more situational. I didn't go into like a deep, dark hole where I lost a lot of weight this time, which was like a little upsetting. I was I still have my appetite?
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm obviously just kidding. But yeah, it's good. I mean, it was like a sad few months, but like being in Chicago this time and just being able to like lean on you guys in New York, family. My friends in Chicago, my family here. And just like literally say YOLO. And I said on my vlog, whenever you say YOLO, it means you're about to make a bad decision.
100%.
And that's where we're at. So I'm honestly fine, which is shocking information.
Yeah, but I'm happy for you. And you know what? Like, it is what it is. Know that I am.
It's fine.
It's fine. Like, everything happens for a reason. So you might not know at this moment, like, why that happened. But in like a year, you will know exactly why.
Do you want to know what you said to me after the breakup? Do you remember?
No.
I was dying. We were on FaceTime and you go, in my New York Times bestselling book, I don't know if you've read it, I said, and you just started quoting things from your book. And I feel like as a bestie, that was some, you know, it was good for me on FaceTime.
And then you started yelling
at me on the phone.
I'm never not promoting my brand.
No, like literally me crying on FaceTime, you promoting your book. And then I was like, I honestly am just like afraid that I'm going to end up alone. And you're like, you know what? I'm not living in this fucking alternate universe with you.
You needed to hear that. You needed to hear that. I feel like I'm going to end up alone. Lauren, you're 26. You're
27 and three quarters, bitch.
Me too. You're stunning.
Our birthdays are two days apart.
But what I was saying was like, it's totally okay to be sad about a breakup, but like it's not okay to then slip into delusional thought. Like the idea of you ending up alone, like you are successful, you are funny, you are smart, you are kind, you are stunning, beautiful, stunning, and smart. Like there's just no possibility in the world that you are going to not be able to find someone. So like that is where I drew the line with my sympathy. That's where you needed tough love.
Yeah, like your like voice. First of all, for podcast listeners, I'm shaking my head. I don't take compliments. I don't listen to them. They just go right over. And then secondly, I like your tone switched. You just started yelling at me and then 20 seconds later you hung up the phone.
Well, you needed to hear it. I'm sorry. Like that's friend.
I just spent the rest of the day laughing. Like it was honestly amazing. But
good.
Yeah, I don't know what else. I was gonna say something else. I took my Adderall before this, so I'm good.
I was gonna ask you because I was having this conversation with Joey Camassi yesterday. So if you're a regular Adderall user, you take it before. I'm like not really clear on how Adderall works. So you take it before you work or after?
Why would I take it after?
I don't know.
So I can focus on watching TV. Oh, well, like, yeah, sometimes. yeah. So, yeah, so I take it before. I'm on, like, a really low dose. When you had Craig Conover, or no, you didn't.
We were talking about Craig Conover.
Yeah, with Paige or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, talking about, like, taking Adderall and stuff. And I was like, okay, like, let's not shame me, like, this early in the morning. But, yeah, I take, like, a really low dose for work. But then, like, sometimes, like, there's just, you know, sometimes push comes to shove. And you just, like, need it before going to Girl With No Job at the Chicago Theater.
Like, right. By the way, I wasn't shaming at all. We were talking about reality stars who, like, no, don't really even like, have a prescription.
Yeah, like I'm saying like Craig and Paige. It's like I'm happy for you. I'm also
obsessed with you.
I literally like it's a lot for me to handle. If she moves to Charleston, I might move to Charleston because my whole family's moving to Charleston. I don't know if you know this.
I do.
So Paige, if you're listening, if you could find me someone to date in Charleston, if you want a friend, I'm not opposed to that idea at all.
Yes, I could see you in Charleston.
I'm actually not a big thirst monster. I really just want like a normal person that like doesn't have social media that just wants to impregnate me. Like that's honestly all I want.
You know what? That is so true. You are really not like a thirst monster, which is really shocking since we're such good friends.
Well, I think it's like we're so similar, but then there's some stuff where like I just let you take the lead. And like I, as someone who puts themselves online for a living, I hate attention. I hate when people look at me. I hate taking pictures. Like that's why I fucking started a podcast, is so that I wouldn't have to like put my like I would just be able to whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, you should start taking videos of your podcast. I'm like, Claudia, this is not what I signed up for.
Girl, I'm a businesswoman. Like
I know. I mean, the entrepreneurial spirit at TNN is just insane.
It's hard. We go hard.
But yeah, like I really like, I'm a big Hinge girly. Like I love going on Hinge. I love meeting the Midwest boys. Mm-hmm. And I love when they're like, oh, like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I work in like social media. What do you do? They're like, oh, I went to Notre Dame. And I'm like, that's so hot. Like
that is so hot. A businessman boat for Lauren Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's all. Like if I could literally quit doing what I'm doing and like maybe just do my podcast and like TikTok, I would. But like I don't have a daddy to pay my rent.
You'll be there soon.
Thank you so much.
So thank we you should probably
dive
up.
In.
Yeah, I know. I'm like looking at the clock. I'm like, we have a lot of ground to cover, but I appreciate everybody. You sharing, opening up about heartbreak, love lost. And thank I love you. You. And you're going to join me for you. The Fast Five Stories
yes.
that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Today's episode is brought to you by Away. Away creates thoughtful products designed to change how you see the world. They started with the perfect suitcase crafted with features that make travel more seamless. And now, when even the familiar looks different, you can count on Away's range of essentials to solve real travel problems whenever you take that next trip. All of their suitcases at Away are built to last with durable exteriors that can withstand even the roughest of baggage handlers. I've been using my Away suitcase since the day I got it. It's same. Something that's gotten me around on tour. It is the greatest product on the planet. All the wheels are 360-degree spinner wheels, so it's guaranteed to have the smoothest roll, even through the most hectic of airports. And they have a TSA-approved combination lock that keeps all your belongings safe. They're also designed to expand with their new expandables collection, so you have the ability and the flexibility to pack even more into your trip. So you can start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases, at awaytravel.com/toast. That's awaytravel.com/toast. So the 100-day trial makes you gives you the ability to take the product on the road, live with it, travel with it, get lost with it for 100 days, and if you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. They also offer free shipping and returns within the contiguous U.S., Europe, Canada, and Australia. Again, that's awaytravel.com/toast. Thank you, Away, for sponsoring today's episode, as well as our next sponsor, Boll & Branch. Speaking of yesterday's episode where we were talking at length about Boll & Branch.
I heard.
Did you watch?
It was so funny.
So good, right?
You guys sold me on the sheets, too.
Oh, by the way, they're literally the best sheets. They use 100% organic cotton threads for superior softness and a better night's sleep. Their sheets aren't just buttery, breathable, and impossibly soft to start. They also get softer with each wash. So behind me, if you've seen my bed, I have Boll & Branch sheets. I have the Waffle Throw, the signature hemmed sheets. That's what I have. They use the highest quality threads on earth for superior softness. They're made with threads that are so luxurious, they're beloved by 3 U.S. presidents. And they feel buttery soft to the touch and are super breathable, so they're perfect for every season. They also have over 10,000 stellar reviews, so that just, like, helps. Right. They come in a ton of different colors and sizes, from twin bed up to California King. Obviously, I have the King, and I have the white. You'll immediately feel the difference of their iconic signature sheets, 100% free from toxins, which means no pesticides, formaldehyde, or other harsh chemicals. And their sheets fit the deepest of mattress and are labeled with top and bottom tags, so making your bed is easier than ever. Get 20% off site-wide, April 11th to April 17th, only on BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, for 20% off site-wide, April 11th through the 17th. Okay, Lauren, for our first story, like, it's news I refuse to believe that is true, but, like, it was widely reported yesterday.
I know what you're going to say.
Pregnant Rihanna and A$AP Rocky have been hit with breakup and cheating rumors. So rumors are swirling that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, who we all know are expecting their first child any day now, have broken up over cheating allegations. But Page Six is also told that the couple is still going strong. They're fine, a source says. It's not true. Meanwhile, an eyewitness who saw Rihanna and Rocky on a date at Craig's in West Hollywood last week told us she looked fine, and when they walked out, they were fine. It felt normal between them. Page Six also obtained footage of the pair holding hands as they exited the restaurant. But the rumors started on Thursday when a writer, Louis Pisano, who Interview Magazine once called Instagram's messiest fashion influencer, claimed on Twitter that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky had parted ways. So he wrote, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky have split. Rihanna broke up with him after she caught him cheating with shoe designer Amina Muaddi. Oh my God.
I love her. Do you know what she looks like?
Gorgeous. She's right here.
Like, literally the most stunning person on the planet.
So this, like, Instagram thirst monster also wrote, A$AP and Amina is not new, though, and she was seeing him years ago and also collaborated with him on a collection of shoes. So, I mean, I hate to report news like that one person on social media like created.
But it picked up fast, like within 30 minutes I saw it on E! So I did my investigative journalism, obviously. And I went to her tagged photos and I went to her Instagram.
Who?
And Amina, is that okay. How you say it?
Yeah,
so I'm a big fan of her. She's so stunning. Her shoes are incredible.
Gorgeous.
She literally works for Fenty. And so there was this, yeah, like she's one of their shoe designers. Like she is employed by Rihanna. And so she like literally designs Fenty shoes. She designs her own shoes. And then I go to her Instagram. Her recent post is literally of Rihanna. And it's on her story. Literally, Rihanna just tagged A$AP Rocky as her baby bump on the Vogue cover. And then I go to Amina's tagged photos and someone like put this like little like facts we know. And it said that Amina got fired from Fenty. And I don't think that's true.
Right, because she was just posting Rihanna.
12 hours ago as of last night.
Wait, that's such an interesting piece. First of all, I'm learning so much from this story. First of all, I didn't know that the woman he was rumored to have hooked up with was Amina Mowati, which just takes this story to like such fashion A-list moment.
How can you be that dumb though? Like if
I know
you're her.
Right, like you, and I didn't know she worked for Rihanna, and that makes me think that this is even more untrue.
I just feel like they apparently have been hooking up for a very long time, but she's been working for Fenty for also a very long time. Like, how dumb are you? And, like, when did he have time to impregnate Rihanna?
Right.
And then go hook up with the person that's, like, literally creating her shoes and putting shoes on her feet and posting her on Instagram? I don't know. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it.
I don't
really
want to believe it either.
I love them together.
Me
like, love.
And when this was just being reported as facts, I was like, damn. Like, all these powerful women, like Rihanna, J-Lo, Beyonce, Khloe Kardashian. I was like, no, none of the like the most powerful, successful, rich, beautiful, stunning, smart women in the world, even they are getting like fucked around with fuckboys. And I'm like, what the fuck?
First thought.
It's so fucked up.
And it's like, you have a baby on the way. Like, why is it always when the girl's pregnant?
Right, like the season of Real Housewives of New Jersey, Jennifer Aiden and Bill, he cheated on her when she was like nine months pregnant with their fifth kid. Yeah.
I can't get involved. I don't know why.
Men are just like so disgusting. And I'm not saying that this is true.
Right.
Because I don't think that it is.
I don't think that it is either. But I feel like it might also. The only reason I think someone has to address it is because of the relationship potentially with Amina and Fenty and like all of them. But at the same time, like it might be so stupid that they might not even address it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll know if this is true, if in the future Amina Mowati still works for Fenty, because it's entirely possible that Rihanna will take A$AP Rocky back and we could think like, oh, this was never real. But there's no way that if it was real, she would keep that woman working for her. So
well,
I guess that's
like
how
$1 billion. It's like a something like a crazy like deal, too. Like the
Amina Mowati,
the Fenty deal. Yeah, that's what I read. It's like a millions of dollars. And it was like lost million of dollar deal. I can't speak English, but we'll see.
That is such just like an interesting piece of fashion news that I didn't know.
Yeah, it's like sometimes when you pretend to be a fashion girly, like you get the inside scoop. As I stare at my fake Amina Zara knockoffs in the corner. Straight up.
I mean, her shoes are really expensive and they're like super trendy, I think.
Literally just go to Zara. I literally got them in hot pink and they look exactly the same.
I think they're stunning, but I don't know if I would ever buy a pair.
Yeah, no, I don't have that Morgan Stewart money.
Yeah, and I also, like, don't... I'm a big fan of investing. Like, Jackie obviously has had her influence on me. But when it comes to certain things, like shoes that literally touch the ground in New York, I'm not, like, crazy about spending money on shoes. I'm a bad girly.
For a second, I was like, what shoes don't touch the ground? And then I realized that was the point.
The point. Like you're walking around New York, there's feces, there's rats, there's literal, like, diseases everywhere. And I just spent $1,000 on a pair of shoes. No thanks.
Oh, yeah. No, like, that's, I mean, in LA, I didn't have to worry about that. Now in Chicago, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I just need to not care about these shoes anymore. Just trashed. I'm an Amazon girl now.
Right.
Zara.
And, you know, traveling around this great country on tour, I think the only city I would buy shoes, really expensive shoes in, is like if I lived in D.C. because it was extremely clean.
Interesting.
Nation's capital.
Tell me about it.
So I'm just going to go ahead and decide in my brain that this is not true.
100%. Like, okay. why would I believe this? Why would I believe this farce?
Some thirst monster. Like, it wasn't an actual report. Like, someone on social media saying something doesn't make it fact.
They described him as the messiest fashion
influencer. Right. So I think we all need to remember that sometimes. Like, just because someone said it on the internet does not make it true.
Amen, sister.
Okay,
including when I say something about myself.
Oh, that's true. Right. You're your own. You're your biggest enemy.
100%.
Moving on to a little royal news. We have some positive news finally coming out. Harry and Meghan have finally reunited with the Queen ever since the Prince Charles family feud. So Harry and Meghan have finally visited Queen Elizabeth II together for the first time in more than 2 years. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex. I thought we weren't supposed to call them that anymore.
Yeah, what?
I'm pretty sure. Whatever. They were reunited with the monarch just days before her 96th birthday. They made a pit stop in the UK while on their way over to the Hague for the Invictus Games. I have no idea what that is. And the 95-year-old queen met with them at her home, Windsor Castle, alongside Harry's father, Prince Charles. The couple flew to London Heathrow's airport from their home in California, and they left their two kids, whom the queen has still never met in person, at home. So I was researching stories today, and it's so funny how, like, you'll get different, like, perspectives.
Because yeah, so, when I, like, explain this to me.
So I saw this story on Page Six, and that's the one I just read from. And then when I was going to the Daily Mail looking for other stories, they had, like, a royal expert saying that Meghan and Harry are exploiting their relationship with the queen for their Netflix show.
Wait, are they doing a reality show?
I don't know what they're doing. They have all these weird projects. Like, they announced this big project with Spotify, this big project right. with Netflix, Disney Plus. And then we, like, never got any content from them. So I'm not really, like, 100% sure what they do for a living.
You know what I think they should do, though? Because I watched the Kardashians Hulu last night. And let me tell you, this is the best thing that they ever decided to do.
Agreed.
And I'm gonna tell you why, though. Because I listened to the podcast yesterday to see if you said this. It is because there's no commercials and there's no coming up. Like, that's it.
What's
it is
coming
just,
up?
Like, you know how, like, before, like, a commercial break on Bravo, they, like, they basically show you everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching this and I'm like, why is this so good? Like, obviously it's the breaking of the fourth wall, like, the way they're shooting it, like, the higher level production, everything like that. But I feel like if we got Meghan and Harry version of that, that could be really sick. Because
it's really
the way they
elevated.
Oh my God, the execution of production is just amazing.
No, you're right. And, like, when you think about that E! Show, between the commercials, the coming up previously on, next week, and then all the filler, like, you know, MJ and Scott doing a prank on Chris. If the whole episode is an hour, I would say the substantial content is about 3 or 4 minutes.
Don't you feel like you... Also, like, even though we obviously know everything about the Kardashians already, when you watched, like, the coming up on this season, I felt like there was so much stuff that I, like, needed to know and watch.
It was a very long trailer. Like,
I was just like, wait, I want to get the details. Like, I'm 100% going to keep watching it. I was absolutely shocked at how good it was.
Me too. And I thought it was incredible.
It made them even more likable than they already are, which is, like, insane.
Agreed.
And I feel like maybe Harry and Meghan need to do something like that because, like, right now, like, I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck about them.
I know.
I did like the Oprah interview, but that was a while ago.
Right. No, I think, like, when they first left, there was all this intrigue, and now it's definitely fizzled, and they're just, like, you know, regular rich socialites in America.
Like, yeah.
And they haven't, you're right. But I don't know if that's something they're doing intentionally. Like, they really did want this normal life. So maybe
that's
they don't
true.
Need a TV show. But I don't know. I can never tell if they're, like, so low key or so thirsty. Like, I just can't decide.
It has to be a mix because, like, also you, like, grow up in a certain way and, like, your level of what you think is normal is, like, what we think is thirsty just because you were, like, raised that way.
That's
but
true.
I feel like they're always going to be close with the queen. I mean, especially she's so old. Like,
I know.
It's his grandma. He's always had a soft spot. She's always had a soft spot. It's just a matter of, like, I mean, God forbid the day the queen leaves what's going to happen in the family then. That's going to be scary times.
It's going to be scary because then the man in charge is Prince Charles, who's like a moron.
I mean, I only refer to Prince Charles in my brain as like what I saw in The Crown.
The Crown, right.
Yeah, like, and I do not like you.
No.
I do not like you one bit.
He's not like, you know, in order to lead a family, like, you have to be extremely wise, extremely patient and mature and selfless and just... Especially any family, but especially a family like the royal family. And Charles is the next one to be that. And he is not any of those qualities.
He's just like, honestly, like the scum
useless.
Of the earth.
I'm sorry. Like, the scum of the earth. Yeah, agree.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't like mean it like passionately, but like, I just feel like it's like a good, you know, it describes him very well.
No, he's a bad guy. Like,
he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I'm happy that they're reuniting. I'm just like, so I never know what to believe with the royal stuff. Because it's all just, like, reported so differently depending on the outlet.
Yeah, and it's like, who's the royal expert? Like, why are you a royal expert?
Like, I'm a royal expert. I watch The Crown.
Yeah. I'm a royal expert. I have Instagram. Like, I don't understand. Like, is it coming from the inside? Is it coming from the outside? I don't know.
I have no idea. But I do crave an inside look at Harry and Meghan's house. Like, that definitely, because like, they're the closest thing now that we have to royalty in America, except for the Kardashians and the and the Peltz Beckhams.
I do not stand. Oh, yeah. I'm 100% not on board with you.
I know.
How do you not think that they're, like, not so all over each other all the time?
Nicola and Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I love you, baby. Let me get 7,500 tattoos of like your handwriting on my body and like tell everyone how much I love you every single day on social media. Like, get a life, bro.
The thing is, I'm new here. Like, I've never followed either of them on social media. I've been following Nicola for a week. I still don't follow Brooklyn. Like, I'm very new here, so I don't see what you see. I'm still fresh. I'm naive.
I mean, like, listen, like, I follow Nicola too because, like, I want to see what she's wearing.
Of course.
And I think she looked stunning. But, like, there's just, I honestly didn't think that they were going to get married. But,
why not?
Just because they're so young. I just, like, thought, like, it was going to be, like, a long engagement with, like, a really big, pretty ring. And then something would happen, like Hollywood.
Right, but, Hollywood.
Yeah, like, but they're married now. And I guess they are kind of, I guess they're our royal family too, and he's also British.
Oh, by the way, we were talking about you on the toast literally 3 days ago when we were talking about Nicola. Well, we said you would know because did she date Greg Sulkin? No.
Okay, so she didn't date Greg Sulkin. This is what happened. She was in the movie Transformers, mm-hmm. and that movie was produced by my ex-boyfriend's dad. Mm-hmm. And when he went to go visit set, he saw her and said, "Oh my God, that's the most beautiful girl in the world." Keep in mind, still thought that our entire relationship.
By the way, she is pretty stunning.
Yeah, no, I know. But, like, imagine, like, him still thinking she's the most beautiful girl in the world when you're in a relationship.
Sleeping next to him.
Yeah, and it's, like, sometimes, like, your personality, like, has to make up for, like, what you lack in other departments. Anyway, so Cameron and Nicola dated, but I'm pretty sure that and don't quote me on this, and Michelle, I'm sorry if this is wrong. I think maybe Greg and Nicola canoodled, but the real relationship was Cameron, aka my ex-boyfriend, aka your husband's friend. Fuck you, Ben. I'm just kidding. That's like literally a joke. Like, everyone take a like step back, take a joke. And then she broke his heart, and she was spotted leaving Craig's with Justin Bieber while her and Cameron were together, and Cameron saw it on Just Jared.
Me and Jackie knew you would have the tea. Thank you for sharing that with the toast.
I mean, I just feel like it's pertinent information, and I'm far enough away from this, and I don't live in LA anymore.
Right.
You hear things, man.
Oh my God, that is so fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know how we went from the queen to that.
But major shout out to Greg Sulkin. I love him.
He's like literally the best. Like,
he's so nice.
I remember calling him like hysterically crying after the breakup, being like, "Make everyone leave me alone." He's like, Lauren, take a breath. Lauren, take a breath.
Oh my God, you are out of control. But all I was trying to say was that, like, I wouldn't mind an MTV crib style home tour for Harry and Meghan.
I want to see their chicken coop.
Right. Again. Like, there's just so much there. Even though the chicken coop looked like kind of gross.
Okay. Well, sorry, like, I want to be a farm girly. Like, no, I was just, I like, thought it was literally, I love a bougie chicken coop. Like, are you kidding me?
No, me too. They were just like standing there with Oprah, and I was like,
Claudia, you wouldn't want a chicken coop. Don't lie.
No, I'm like, Oprah is like a queen. Like, get her out of this farm. She deserves better. Okay, moving on to our next story, which is brought to you by Starbucks Baia Energy Drink. The new Starbucks Baia Energy Drink with caffeine naturally found in coffee, fruit. It's energy that's good. It's a beverage that's crafted from caffeine naturally found in coffee, fruit, as well as the antioxidant vitamin C. Includes three delicious fruity flavors, mango guava, raspberry lime, and pineapple passion fruit. Each 12-ounce 90-calorie can contains 160 milligrams of caffeine. So personally, you guys know I'm like not really a coffee girl, but I happen to think that the mango guava, all the flavors are really good, but the mango guava is my favorite. And I've been like struggling to find some sort of caffeine supplement because I don't drink coffee. And I think the Starbucks Baia energy drink is everything of the sort. It's only 90 calories a can, and it's super refreshing, super energizing, and just delicious. And I'm not like other girls when I drink it. So the Starbucks Baia energy drink is available online at grocery stores, convenience stores, and gas stations nationwide. Again, each 12-ounce can has 90 calories and 160 milligrams of caffeine. It is a refreshing fruit-flavored boost of feel-good energy in a way that only Starbucks can deliver. All right, next story. Are you an Outer Banks girly, Lauren?
Oh, such a big Outer Banks girly.
Okay, so Chase Stokes is like yelling at his fans on social media.
And I saw it this morning.
I saw it this morning too, and like, I get it. Because I think fandoms, fandoms can be so toxic, especially ones that have like really young fans. But I thought he was being like a major drama queen. So he basically posted, you know, I'm not even going to read from E! News. I'll tell you exactly from his story. Yeah, he posted on his story, like, a selfie of him and a woman. The woman was his sister. It said, "She surprised me. Love you at Riley Walk." Then he posted another, you know, black screen, white text. "The fact that I can't post a picture with my baby sister without death threats is fucking absurd. Get a grip. Family always comes first. And at the end of the day, if you don't know my sister and have the audacity to send me horrific messages, then just go ahead and click unfollow. I will forever be a person who always puts family first. With that being said, and with that dumb shit, I'm out. See you when I see you. Chase." So I definitely think, like, Outer Banks is really toxic. Like, I've seen, like, a lot of stuff from, like, social media posts, like, attacking all the cast. It definitely is annoying. But this, like,
attacking all of the cast?
Yeah, like, just the girls. Like, there's just, like, a lot of toxicity within the fandom.
Okay. See, I did not know this. Because that's Gen Z is the fandom.
Right. And this is, like, not the first time he's been, like, you know, fuck off.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if this is, like, a hill worth dying on.
Well, see, I think I was confused because didn't you see a few weeks ago where it kind of seemed like him and Madeline got back together?
It was confusing. And then briefly, she was like with Ross Butler and Zach Bia. It was very confusing.
Yeah. But then so like after Ross Butler and after Zach Bia, there was a moment where I was like, I think they're back together.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure. And then that kind of fizzled out. And when I saw this, I'm not even like a huge like super, super fan. But mm-hmm. I didn't even click on the tag that he tagged because I just like for some reason automatically assumed it was his sister.
Yeah.
And then I like got to that slide and I was like, okay, so
calm down.
I feel like step one is like take a step back, mm-hmm. like maybe like look inward for a moment in time. And it's just, yeah, you think that people are that smart that they're mm-hmm. gonna like click on it and realize it's your sister and then like not send you a stupid message? Like, you've been doing this for a while now.
You know, I could just never be one of those people who's like, unfollow me. Like, no, please don't unfollow me.
No, like, I literally keep sending me death threats.
I need more followers. I need high engagement rates.
Use my promo code and then come and kill me. Like, 100%. I just think that like he's so hot, but he's clearly like so sensitive.
Yeah.
And I feel as though like I can help him with that.
I could see you guys being like a cute couple, even though like after he broke up with Madeline, there were all these videos of him like blacked out in the back of like bars, like being wasted.
Maybe and he was really going through a dark time.
It was like really unattractive.
Yeah, I mean, like, can't relate to that. Like, we were...
we no are always the us. Picture of elegance.
Yes, we were at the club last weekend with our...
Sipping tea.
Sipping tea like the queen. I just feel like he doesn't, like, understand fame completely because all those kids really got, like, kind of plucked from, like, a slight obscurity.
Yeah.
Like, they were all, like, I've done my homework and stuff, but I just feel like... He just kind of needs to, I just think, maybe have some, like, healthy boundaries with social media because, like, his star needs to keep rising. And he needs to, like, stop being such a drama queen.
And yelling at your fans, like, every other week is not the way to...
Just be like, it's my sister, freaks. Yeah. Like, don't go on, like, a long paragraph as if it's, like, this, like, family first, family over everything.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
For sure, but, like...
Thank you for bringing that up because I don't really understand, like, family. I mean, family over everything is literally like my core value, but I don't understand how it's applicable in this situation. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
No, I've literally no idea.
Like when the hate involves my sister, then it's family over everything.
Perhaps.
Okay. Perhaps. But also, calm down.
Yeah. No, this was like a gross overreaction.
Yeah, just, like, literally you could have done, like, two lines. Like, even post, like, a funny picture with your sister being like, oh, my God, you guys, like, calm down. It's my sister. Like, bye.
Yeah, not but like instead he's so serious. App. Right. Yeah. No, when you whip out the black screen white text, like, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're like, dear diary.
Like, literally. So the next story is something we actually, it's like an update to a story we never reported it on last week. Hillary Baldwin is pregnant again.
Oh, yeah.
And normally
you're scraping the bottom of the barrel today.
Well, it is a Friday, which means like there's no stories. And normally, like, I don't care to talk about this fraudulent American queen. But Alec Baldwin is finally responding to people asking him why he's having so many children. Because I think they're on their seventh or their eighth. And it's like, I'm all for big families. Like I said, family over everything. But it's a lot. It's just a lot of children. And no matter how much money you have, like, it's still a lot. So I wanted to get down to the bottom of it. Alec Baldwin finally clarified why he and his wife Hillary keep on popping out kids, and it's because they love it. The 30 Rock alum posted a video to Instagram Thursday of his daughter, Maria Luisa. Oh, man, them, like, naming their kids, like, Latin-inspired names. Like, the fraud knows no bounds. Maria Lucia. So he wrote, people ask why. This is why. Being a parent is the ultimate journey. So they already are So they're on their seventh pregnancy.
Yeah, so if it's the ultimate journey, what's the destination?
100%.
100%. Like, what are we shooting for? Like, 10?
I don't know. And it's just, the hate I have in my heart for these two is really boundless.
I know. It's bad.
It's bad.
But may I ask, though, I don't want to age shame or mama shame Jackie or anything. Like, but how old is she? Like, she's still, like, that fertile? Like, she's popping them out.
No, I mean,
I only say this because I get nervous about, like, my eggs. Me too, of course. That's all. She's like, 38. I mean, I wish I could. Oh, my God. She's so young. No, I know that.
She is definitely, like, the picture of fertility health. It's, like, not.
Holy shit.
Normal to, like, get pregnant that frequently and what appears to be very easily. It's just lot of kids.
It seems.
Oh, and by the way, that's not even how much money you have. That's not even to mention the kids Alec Baldwin has from previous marriages, Ireland.
Oh, so maybe he is at 10 now.
Okay, let's see. Seven, I don't know eight, any at other. Least eight. Alec Baldwin kids. I don't know the other kids besides Ireland because she's, like, the most famous.
Imagine
one.
How much money you have to make to support 7 to 10 children.
Right.
That. Is just I wouldn't do that unless I was Kylie Jenner.
Right, no, and, like, of course Alec Baldwin wants the best for his kids, private schools,
yeah,
you know, tutors. It's literally $1 million a year per kid.
I mean, Hilaria definitely wants the best for her children. Oh my God, did you watch Bad Vegan on Netflix?
Do you know that I started it and I didn't really understand the hype, but I thought the Alec Baldwin of it all was incredibly bizarre.
That was very interesting and bizarre. And the way she was talking about it, when she was like,
she
I
set them up.
Yeah, and she was like, I could have ended up with him, but I set him up with Hilaria anyway. And I'm just like, wow, you gave her a platform. Bad Vegan wasn't overhyped. It was really good. Like, I did end up falling asleep, but I think it was because I was, like, a little
it
hungover.
Was so good. I ended up falling asleep.
You know, like, I don't, like, sometimes it's just, like, something so good. It just, like, puts you to bed. Like,
yeah,
a lullaby.
Like, it's so relaxing.
Like, it's so relaxing. Nothing like fraud is so relaxing.
So serene.
Ooh, it was so spooky. Ooh. I fell asleep. But no, it was really good. And, like, Alec Baldwin, like, the fact that they were screenshotting his tweets too, and it was like, oh my God,
so
I love At Pure Food and Wine, and, like, I go there to see this woman, like, oh my God,
so embarrassing.
Freak.
And you
He's
know
a freak.
What me and Jackie are always talking about, that how, like, these random documentaries always have, like, a weird celebrity element to them.
Yeah,
like the WeWork documentary, Gwyneth Paltrow was in there because she was, like, cousins with the girl.
Have you watched, wait, did you watch the Hulu thing, but have you started the Apple TV thing?
No, I have not.
It is with, so good.
And I'm, like, loving Anne Hathaway these days.
She is so good in it. He is so good in it. I literally was shocked because I thought it was just gonna be okay or just, like, right. Good, but I was like, wow, this is actually amazing. I heard
Who
you talk
plays
about the Dropout.
The guy?
Jared Leto.
Okay.
Who I'm not, like, a huge fan of in general because he's, like, a method actor and kind of, like, a little freaky. He just, like, gives me, like the highest of the high LA vibes where I'm like,
right.
Ew, like, spooky.
Yeah.
But she, oh my God, is amazing in it. And
oh, wow.
It just, like, it really feels like, wow, these two people were freaks. Like, I forgot
freaks.
How big of freaks they were.
Like, the biggest loser energy on the planet.
I like, Adam Newman, Rebecca
Loser.
Paltrow Newman.
Rebecca, yeah. Losers.
I mean, poor Gwyneth.
So
but
embarrassing.
I feel like there just needs to be a club of, like, Alec Baldwin, Adam Newman.
Ashton Kutcher was in the WeWork documentary as well. He did this, like,
yes.
Interview. It was so embarrassing.
Well, because he believed in Adam Newman at
right.
the time. I have like a really soft spot for Ashton Kutcher right now because have you watched What Happens in Vegas lately with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz?
I haven't seen it in years, but I know it.
Okay, so like if you want to like give it a rewatch, like maybe if when you're like a little like hungover in the morning, mm-hmm. like oof, like I love him. He's so hot. But
I thought you were going to say that he's a soft spot in your heart because him and his wife, who's Ukrainian, are doing like amazing work for Ukraine.
Oh, I mean, obviously that too, but like yeah, I'm not like other girls. That's what I thought you were going to say. No, I'm not like other girls. I'm not going to give you the obvious answer. Right, I'm going to take you down memory lane, baby.
Yes.
Back it up.
So it is time for our fifth and final story, Lauren.
Of course.
So
I want to know. Is it brought to us by anyone?
It is, but I want to know if you want to sing the song.
I'd rather fucking die.
Okay, I'll sing
it.
No, you do it. Okay, I'll do the ad. Put yourself on mute. Practice.
No.
Yeah. You have to do it.
No.
This is what we do at the Morning Toast. We bring people out of their shells.
Oh my God.
Lauren's gorgeous performance of the final story is brought to you by Blue Land. Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, each bottle can be made of more than 90% water. It's a lose-lose situation for the planet, and it's 2022. We have to stop wasting water and throwing out more plastic and get Blue Land's revolutionary refill cleaning system instead. So their idea at Blue Land is very simple. Buy the bottle once, refill it forever. There's no more plastic waste. The only thing you need to discard is your outdated idea that eco-friendly products are more expensive. Just fill Blue Land's beautiful Instagrammable bottles with warm water, pop in one of the hand soap or the spray cleaner tablets, and within minutes you'll have a powerful cleaning product in the most incredible scents like iris agave, Purine lemon, lavender eucalyptus. Their stunning high-quality forever bottles start at just $10 when you buy the kit, and they are meant to be reused forever with money-saving refill tablets that start at just $2. So try Blue Land today. You'll love it, and the planet will thank you. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order when you go to blueland.com/toast. That's 20% off your first order of any Blue Land products at blueland.com/toast. I can attest to the scents being gorgeous, really effective cleaning products, and less wasteful. So when you live in a small apartment, you don't have a lot of space to like stock up on cleaning products. Their tablets are really small, easy to store. That's blueland.com/toast. Okay, Lauren, how are you feeling?
I mean, it's just like, here's the thing. You know, I lost my voice last week and I have nodes. No,
you have nodes. Yeah, that's very serious.
Yeah, it's like a serious condition. So I'm going to let you take it, but I'd love to add to it. Do 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 do.
It's a final story, Lord Elizabeth. Thank you so much for coming on the Morning Toast.
Woo!
All right, some terrible news for people who aren't me. Peloton is increasing its subscription fees starting June 1st. So they announced today that they are increasing the price of the subscription fees in the U.S. and Canada starting on June 1st.
How much?
The cost of the company's all-access plan is increasing from $39 to $44. Is that a monthly thing you pay?
I believe so.
And in Canada, it's going from $49 to $55. So Peloton Holy notes shit. That this is the first time they've increased their subscription fees, and the cost of the digital-only plan will remain at $12.99.
Hmm.
The thing
well,
is,
didn't the stock go down or something? Like, are they?
They're always
well?
Having problems. But okay. The thing is, like, I'm actually surprised we're not seeing more like prices go up because. With inflation, like inherently, I believe, do not quote me on this, I'm not an economics girl, but your dollar is worth less. Like me and Jackie were saying, like technically, every couple years, like our Patreon should be increased in value only because of inflation.
Yeah.
And while that is true, I think the same goes for like other services.
Well, I saw like even at like the nail salon and stuff, like in the new year, not the new year, I guess just a few months ago, whatever, everything went up just like a couple dollars because it does like cover it for them too.
But
like,
that's also a COVID thing because nail salons.
Yeah.
Like when I,
but it went up
back,
even more.
When I went back to my nail salon for the first time post COVID, a gel manicure was $50.
Oh shit. Really?
But that nail salon has since gone out of business, which is so sad. But like there's no winning because you either have to charge insane prices, but no one's going to pay that.
But I don't know if Peloton's going out of business necessarily. Yeah,
I don't know. I think to make people pay $44 a month or whatever it is when they also bought a $3,000 bike is insane.
But one workout class at like SoulCycle or Rumble Boxing or something is like 25 $30.
Yeah, but a walk on the elliptical is free. Like, I can't.
Right. But, like, you have to get the elliptical from somewhere. That's either a gym membership or an overpriced apartment complex.
Right, right. No, I hear you.
That's why I walk outside. Just kidding. Right. I have a gym here. Right. But
oxygen is free.
Oxygen is free. But no, I mean, I think if you're like a Peloton girly, you just like love Peloton and maybe you can just live with this. That's the thing.
No, it's like a cult. So they're,
yeah.
Obviously, I don't think people are going to be happy. Like, Jackie loves her Peloton and I'm sure she's not thrilled that the price is going up. But I think that if you love it so much and it's like a huge part of your life, like, you're just going to pay. It's the same way that, like, we hate that Netflix is raising their costs for the subscription.
Yeah.
But none of us are going to cancel.
Well, that's, yeah, exactly.
The chokehold they have us in.
Oh, like, you think I'm canceling my Netflix subscription? Right. My Hulu subscription has gone up, I think, 75 times mm-hmm. in the past 2 years. And every time I'm like, oh, well, darn.
But it is what it is.
What am I going to do? Like, there's this certain aspect where, like, I'm all for enacting change mm-hmm. and being on the forefront, getting on the front lines.
You're a change maker.
I'm a change maker. I'm a peace practicer. But there are so many things where I'm just like, this is the world we live in, and I'm just gonna like keep
accept it.
I love accepting the things I cannot change. You know?
And one of the things we cannot change is Netflix, Peloton, Hulu, HBO Max increasing their subscription. And you know what? In this day and age, I think it's something we're gonna have to get used to, because that is literally, I think, the definition of inflation, right?
Well, yeah, but the only thing that I'm just gonna expose myself for being a fucking moron.
Same. I took econ in college, but that's it.
I didn't go to college, so good on
right,
you.
Right.
But the only thing I don't get is, if everything's increasing, wouldn't that mean it's like, if $2 increases to $4, and $1 increases to $2, isn't it like the same ratio though? Oh, I know. It's we're not getting paid more.
Right, so our cost of living goes up while what we're getting paid technically is going down.
Got it. See, sometimes you just have to work it out loud.
Work through it. Work through
Someone
it.
Someone is screaming in their car right now.
I know. I'm going to get an email like, hi, I'm a financial analyst. I would love to come on the Toast and explain inflation. And honestly, I really feel like when it comes to economics, the less you know, the better, because I need to sleep at night. And knowing
ignorance
that,
is
like,
bliss.
Right. Like, I just heard someone say, like, if you're not investing your money right now, you're losing money because of inflation. So the value of, let's say you have $1,000 in savings, the value of that is going down because the value of the dollar is going down. So if you're not investing it and like making money, and that gave me such bad anxiety. So I just want to know less.
Yeah, no, I think like a important thing to note is that, like, I'm not saying ignorance is bliss because like I'm rolling in cash. I'm saying ignorance is bliss is because if I think about it, my anxiety is so crippling, I can't do anything. 100%. So exactly what you're saying. I just want to like be clear that I don't have this financial situation under control at all. Like literally majority of things on my body are from Amazon.
Right.
So, which is fine. Jeff Bezos is, I'm sure, doing fine.
Daddy.
But you know, I actually was considering not getting a Peloton. There's Peloton in my building.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes for me being single is really one guy being like, you should try Peloton. And I'm like, oh my God, like, let me try it. Cause like,
let
then
me
maybe
just purchase
like,
one right now.
Let me just purchase one. Cause then like, maybe you'll like me. So I have been thinking about it. It's just so that I can like tell the guy that I was like, oh, like I was on the Peloton.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't answer the text. I was Pelotoning.
Oh, it's so crazy. I was on the Peloton. Do you know what I'm doing next weekend, by the way, before we go? Because I just want people to understand that they should really take dating advice from me.
Yeah.
I'm going to Miami with a Hinge boy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Straight up.
Is he paying for it?
Okay, so like, I'm not like other girls, and like I don't want to like look like that girl that is using someone for something.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna obviously like make him pay for everything once we're there, in a sense of like, yeah, like pay for my drinks, like pay for my food.
Have
like,
you been
all
out with this
stuff.
Man before?
Yeah, we've been on like quite a few dates.
Oh my god.
We're not exclusive though.
Right.
Like we're not exclusive. Like we're quote unquote just having fun.
Mm.
And he was like, I want to go somewhere. And I was like, I want to go somewhere. And he's like, let's go to Miami. I was like, okay, because I am literally
so
young, wild, and free.
Flying together, like you meeting him there.
No, we're flying together.
Lauren, that's crazy.
I know. I'm out of control. I just
no,
want to inspire
amazing.
Everyone.
Just be safe and like send me your location.
Oh my God, obviously. I'll send you my location. Like, maybe I'll get on the Peloton before I go. I mean, I'm going to Miami. Like, I just think that with inflation, now is the time to get on the dating apps, get on the Peloton.
I agree.
And get everything in order because it's we don't know inflation. What's going to happen next. It's all inflation.
So true.
I wouldn't be going on dates and going to Miami if it wasn't for fucking inflation. Yeah. Yeah. Like, make sense.
That makes total sense. I really do.
I'm sorry. I also want to apologize for going on so many tangents this whole podcast episode.
No, we love it.
But it's hard when it's like, you're my actual friend. And I know. I forget that we're recording a show.
Me too. But with that, I will bid everyone adieu. I hope everyone has an amazing weekend. For all of our Jewish listeners, Chag Sameach, happy Passover. Hope everyone has a great couple of days with their family.
Good luck.
And happy Easter, right? It's Sunday. Oh, yeah. Happy Easter to all of our Easter girlies. He has risen. Mazel tov. Woohoo!
Big weekend.
Big weekend. Huge weekend.
Huge.
So I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast. I'm Millennial Morning Show. Lauren, you are a queen. Everyone, make sure to listen to Lauren's podcast, Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. Oh, also, I wanted to ask you, you've been having like fire fucking A-list guests on your podcast, and I want to know how Karamo was.
Oh my God, he was amazing. He literally gave like the best advice, especially I was about to say, you know when a TikTok comes in your head, I was like, the best advice for women in business. No, the best advice for dating.
And work. Get your,
it feels like no one wants to hook up with me anymore. That's, it's just like, so get your fucking ass up and hook up with me. Yeah. So he gave incredible, incredible dating advice. He is so wise. He has a metaphor for absolutely everything. Then we had Josh Peck on, who was also on The Toast. And he also just gave like such great advice for like dark times. Honestly, we've had some really, really, really good guests just so inspiring that literally make me just so glad, like just so grateful that I get to talk to them. So it's definitely a different version of me over on that podcast.
For sure. You're a little unhinged today, which I like.
Well, there's a different girl for different things. I think I can do your unhinged outro, by the way.
Okay, I'll let you do it, but you're unhinged on Hinge. Okay, do the outro. Go for it, Lauren.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast. This is the Millennial Morning Show where we go live every Monday through Fuck!
You're fucking it up.
Okay, fine, go.
Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us The Morning Toast, leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Lauren, I love you. Toasters, I love you. Have a great weekend. Happy holidays, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday.
Peace.
Bye.